Shalom Aleichem, our Mishnah Yomi study continues for Shabbat Ki Tetzé. We are in Chapter 4 of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Vav. We just started talking about the blessings recited for the Musaf Amidah during Rosh Hashanah, and how we mention verses from Scripture, about the subjects of Malchiut, making Hashem our King, Zichronot, remembrances, and Shofarot, and about blowing the Shofar. So Mishnah Vav says, Ein Pochatin Me'asara Malchiut. We do not have less than 10 mentions, 10 verses referring to Hashem's kingship. Me'asara zichronot, and 10 about Hashem remembering us. Me'asara shofarot, and 10 about the shofar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, im amar shalosh, shalosh mikulan, yatsa. Rabbi Yochanan says if you have 3 verses about each topic, that is good enough. Now the Mefarshim say the number 10 is really nice, because during Matan Torah, we had shofarot were blowing. Hashem was making a kol shofar, chazak meod. And there were 10 commandments, 10 given at that day. So let's do the 10. There's also 10 sayings. The world was created. There's Eser Sfirot. So 10 is a great number. But shalosh is also good. We have Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. So also pretty good. Now the Mishnah continues. Ein mazkirin zikaron malchut v'shofar shel pur'anut. We don't mention a remembrance or kingship or shofar verse that's about punishment. The Rav Bar Nura brings an example. Kagon imlo biyod chazaka. Is it not with a strong arm? Emloch aleichem. I will rule over you, or over thee, in Yechezkel chapter 20. It's scary. It's intimidating. And yes, it's the Yom HaDin, and it is scary. But the verses we cite in our tefillah, we want them to be verses where, Hashem is being a merciful king. And this reminds me that actually there's an amazing word I heard was say very quickly. We call Hashem Melech Malchei Hamlachim. That means the king over the king of kings. So there's another level here. It's not just Hashem's the king of kings. Hashem is the king over the king of kings. So there's regular people who have kings. Then there's the kings of kings. Then there's Hashem, who's, of course, way off the chart. Now, what's pshat here is most people are ruled by their emotions, their desires. They're not really thinking. They're not really in charge of their own lives. They're not a king. But our avoda during Elul, during the Yamim Noraim, the days of tshuva and repentance and return, is to make ourselves into kings of kings, to become the master over the forces and the desires and the urges that normally are the kings over us. If we master those desires, then we are Malchei Amlochim. We become the kings of over the rulers, and we're Zoche to crown Hashem as our king. So that's a cute piece of Torah to have in your back pocket. If someone says, well, why do we call Hashem Melech Malchei Amlochim? Isn't that weird? So that's exactly why. Great, the Mishnah finishes up. Matchil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi. We begin citing these verses from the Torah, and we end up in Navi, and then Ketuvim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hishlim b'Torah yotza. He says, if you end with the Torah, you're yotze, meaning that's a good idea. So Rabbi Yossi's statement is really, that's the best way to do it. However, if you ended with a verse from Navi or Ketuvim, you're okay, but ideally you'd have 3 verses from Torah, 3 verses from Nevi'im, 3 verses from Ketuvim, and then that one finishing verse back from the 5 books of Moses. On to Mishnah Zayin, ha'over lifnei hateva. The one who passes in front of the ark, this is the way of saying the chazan, the shliach tzibor, the man who's going down to daven in front of the ark, in front of the congregation, b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, hasheni matkia. The second man to go pray is the one who causes the shofar to be blown. And what this means is the first man to go down, he's doing shacharit, the first Shemona Esrei. And then, there's some Torah reading in the middle, there's some stuff going on, the rabbi might give a sermon, and then you get another guy to do musaf. The second guy who's doing musaf is the guy who's matkia. He doesn't necessarily blow the shofar himself. If he's a bucky, he's an expert, and he can blow the shofar and get back to tefillah without losing his place, he could. But typically, he's matkia, meaning he says the instructions for the one who's actually blowing the shofar. And the Gemara brings in a scary event that they used to blow shofar during Shacharit also, early in the morning, But all these Jews started blowing shofar early one morning, and there were, of course, it was during a Roman occupation. There were Roman soldiers there. They got very scared that there was a rebellion and overreacted. So they made a tikkun, we're going to blow shofar later during Musaf, not during Shacharis. So the Romans see, like, all these Jews are going to pray. They brought their shofars, fine. They're just going to go as a part of a tefillah, not part of an armed rebellion. Now, Mishnah Zayin concludes, B'shot HaHalel, and on days when we're saying Halel, HaRishon Makrei Et HaHalel. The first one, the Shacharis guy, the Shacharis man who's leading that tefillah, he recites the Halel. It's based on the concept of Zrizim Akdimin, the mitzvot. So if you have a mitzvah to say Halel that day, we want to say it as soon as possible. So typically we do that right after Shacharit on Rosh Chodesh and other days with the Halel. Yashar Koach and good Shabbos.